I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
When like their kid Dora, that's when these kids are they're doing the tours and they're watching them on ice. It's like the parents
get
involved.
No, you just go and sit with them. You don't necessarily watch.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you about any of these.
I think
and my kids have watched them all. Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know.
I think you guys are just bad parents.
No,
you're just not watching.
You're just a childish adult.
I think you guys are just bad parents and not watching what your kids are watching. Into
it. Chad's like, hey Izzy, I got a new show for her.
She's like, I'm over this, Dad. This I'm 12 now.
But Bluey. Bluey.
Does Bluey talk?
Yeah.
Or is he like Blue's Clues where he's just
Bluey Clues. Pete the Cat don't talk.
Blue's Clues is shit compared to Bluey, bro. What Bluey shit on all those cartoons, man.
How long Bluey been out, man?
A few years. It killed in like 3-4 years, dog. Murdered. Pandemic, I think, is when I first saw it.
I was gonna say, how old is he?
5.
I was gonna say, you was watching it before her?
No, when she was watching, she didn't really care. But when she hit like 4, she started watching stuff, like for real.
We live. Oh,
yeah, we are
killing.
Chaz, what up, what up? Over here cornering the kids market.
Yeah.
Television.
I almost sold a cartoon. One fuck blew it up. So that's all it takes. One fuck, you know what I mean?
That's why you watch them, because you're into cartoons.
I love cartoons. Yeah, but I don't watch, like, I watch a lot more violent, bloody stuff now. I don't watch a lot of kid stuff. But oh,
you have Bluey ears on.
Yeah,
you...
I fuck with Bluey, bro. Yeah,
you fucked Bluey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. How much were those
that
ears?
An episode?
I don't know, DC. I just swipe, man.
Oh. Use me. Use me.
Sorry. You guys think I missed these weeks for nothing? Huh?
The ears made it come across even more gangster. I just swipe.
And we are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. All right. DC has phoned in, tuned in, zoomed in.
A lot of finger guns there.
Sneed is filling in for Tony the Baker.
Yes, sir. Big Money Sneed in the building.
Is that your own name, or they called you that? Dr.
Sneed.
Yeah, I just roll with that
Big
name.
Money Sneed?
Dr. Big Money. No, Dr. Big Money Sneed.
Oh, you got the dollar emojis. You got the bills.
What up, y'all? Y'all man, good? I'll
you
see
miss
y'all.
Me? Thank you, Miranda. No one's What's ever up? Told me that, ever. That they miss me.
They said I'm in the wrong.
That's because the last two fillings, Dion been wilding. They're like, all right, nigga.
Hey, man. You get the lack effect, bro. That's what Dion you get.
I've been saying some wild takes.
When we do lack on your Chaz, bro, I don't have to do any work. You just let Dion go, and you can just react.
All you have to do is be like, up. What?
Yeah, you just go like, hey, man, have at it, Dion.
What you doing in DC?
I'm working in DC. I had to stay out here. We had a show at the MGM. Me and Big Bro Marlon had a show at the MGM.
That's what's up.
But I had another show out here in DC I got to do at the Saint X Lounge on Thursday. So I just figured instead of traveling back to the West Coast, I just figured I'd stay in DC.
Hey, mm-hmm. What you been walking around? You been exploring? You see some museums?
Anything to
do? Nah, I'll be doing all that, bro. I be resting, sleeping, and
you spent a whole week sleeping.
What's mailing off mailing off t-shirts and stuff.
What's the point of going to a different city, man? You need to find something to do.
I get to sweating. I'll be like, I'm good.
You got to go to U Street.
It's not Baltimore. Is it the same accent?
You got to go to U Street, D.C.
Oh, yeah, he said Baltimore.
I feel you, D.C., man. We get a certain age. Rest is important.
Yeah, I was in D.C. Yeah. this weekend. My daughter graduated from Howard.
Oh, hey!
That's good times.
So, yeah, I'm bragging about your college crying. Kids. Yeah. Yeah, you was crying?
Yeah.
Crying?
She the first one that went in my family to a black college and actually graduated.
That's dope. I was about to say, I thought Marlon went.
He ain't graduate.
Okay.
King he went to Tuskegee.
He ain't graduate. He left his senior year.
Well, the niggas was doing amazing things.
I think they made a solid decision.
But they didn't graduate.
Yeah, okay.
School was literally going to hold them back. Them cats would have fucked around and got a job. They never had so many classes.
He then came out and booked the pilot that same year.
Yeah, dog.
Dang.
That's great, bro. What is she going to do now?
Did you cry because you were done with the payments? Or
no, I didn't make no payments. I don't do that. I do high school. If you want to go to college, you incur that bill.
That's okay. A great
incur.
Go get a scholarship.
You get your vocab word. Incur.
Them dropout words.
Yeah. DC paid that, Brad.
Don't remind me, bro.
You didn't make them take out a loan?
Don't remind me.
You didn't make them take out a student loan?
I'm still paying for that crap, bro.
They done though. They graduated, right?
They done, but I'm not.
Dang, man. You can't switch the payment.
The right way to do it was the way Craig did it. If they want to do some extra stuff, it should be on them to pay for it. Cause I pay for my own school.
Yeah, because she went and got all
those scholarships. It should be on them. Yeah. But me being a good dad, you know.
No, nah, if they want it, it's like you fill out all them grants, you get all them scholarships, mm-hmm. and hey. They ain't gonna do that on your dime.
That's why my brother didn't go. Cause my mom and dad was like, fill out the stuff so you can get that money. He didn't fill it out. He got accepted. And they was like, well, nigga. And I mean, mine, you know, I was on scholarships. They was like, we not paying for this.
Man.
So if y'all wanna go,
I'm not
show me
my
you
bank.
Really wanna go.
Exactly. Do that work.
Yeah.
I sell my house so you can go to
college. You wanna pay for your daughter to go to school?
Not to college.
Nah.
If she wanted to go do some like.
Your mom goes to college.
Yo would.
Yeah, no.
But you know, I have I don't really believe in college for what you want to do. Especially now.
Yeah.
I go like, hey, whatever you want to do, just record that shit, put it up. You get an NIL deal by the time you're 7. Like, times are different just to make money.
That's true.
That's lying. If Izzy was like, Papa.
I would tell the same thing with Craig. I'm like, if this is one of your goals, then you need to start working on it now. I'm not paying for that. It's way too much money, bro.
It's a scam.
Now, if she was like, hey, I want to go to this kind of camp or something like that to excel at whatever you're doing, I'd do that.
I want to be a doctor. If you want to be a doctor.
That's 8 years. I'm not paying 8 years of your schooling. That's a lot. That's a lot.
For you to want to do something dumb at the end of it.
And I'm just like, go make YouTube videos. I'm not paying for this. You can go make. Start now. I'm not doing it. It's too easy to make money for, bro. It's too easy now.
I just believe in if you really want to do it.
Figure out how to do it.
Because people who really want to go to school and they family don't have the means, they go and get them grants and they go and get them. Like, they apply. Right. I remember I watched one episode of something. I forgot what it was. This person went to pay for school with like 40-something grants and scholarship, just applying to every. Because, you know, there's money for everything.
Right, yeah.
It was
like,
if you are 1/8, you know, Irish. Or I mean, they applied for everything. And it's like, if you want to go get that money. I ain't paying for this shit. Especially as somebody who already went. I'm like, nigga, I only went because it was free.
Yeah, Izzy might be able to get some kind of Native American thing.
Hell no. I was only going to college to play ball. Mm. And that's it. I had no intention of like, oh, I'm going to get a degree. And like, no.
I knew I wasn't doing college. I knew it from the moment I got into middle school. I said, oh, we're done. We're done with this.
Yeah. Black graduation was crazy.
Hey, Chaz, what's Izzy's percentage of Native American?
Oh, shit. Say it again. I just unplugged my... headphones. Say it again.
What's Izzy's percentage of Native American?
I don't know. I want to see. Because, yo, just by her alone, she's like Aztecan or some shit, right? Because she's Spanish right? Or Mexican. So she's got to have a good chunk of, like, just Native in there, right?
Nah, you might just...
She might get that bread.
She's got to have a good chunk of just... That's what Mexicans are. They're Spaniards and Natives, right? So it's got to be a good chunk in there. I probably just did nothing but dilute it. You know what I mean? I don't think I have any Native
in my family. Ruined her money.
I got to look mine up because we definitely have it. After doing that
I know
report,
I'm an eighth. So, you know my family. You're an eighth Cherokee. Yeah. You know, nobody knows.
No, mine is documented. Like, we are, have to look at the paper, but I'm like, oh, like we actually have a bit about it now. I just found out like 2 weeks ago.
What are you again? Black and what else?
Well, I just found out a bunch of shit.
Oh,
I thought we was just, you know, blackity black, you know. Dang. And then my granny is only half, like on both sides.
What's the other half?
Damn.
I didn't know that. Like, I was like, oh, that's why she looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my dad's mom was just like white lady with like weird hair or something like that and green, but she like Irish and Cherokee. And
no
then
black?
My granny no is her dad is black, like dark skin. That's where the color come from.
Why
are
you
looking
at me when you said it twice? Dark skin.
No, I was looking at everybody. But my mom, my granny, she's Native American. Her mom is like Native American and white. And then their parents was white and Native, and then their parents is all Native.
Oh, damn.
So the black didn't come in until like my granny's dad. Mm. Before that, we was...
Other.
Yeah.
And what are you, DC? You just black?
No, I'm Cherokee, Portuguese, Panamanian.
Even when you tell the truth, it sounds like.
And why? Well, I don't know why it is on your line. For some reason, it's not like you're lying.
Look at my nose.
Is that what? It's definitely a Portuguese nose right there, man.
Is that
Portuguese
Panamanian?
Nose. Yeah, no, that's definitely a white. That's a white man's nose right there.
Yeah, I got a white man nose.
Yeah.
Especially from the side.
What's the smile for?
Because it brings that when I smile, it points. It makes it pointier.
DC don't stick his finger in your face. He put his nose in your face. I'm talking to you. All right, yeah. You right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
now,
we
I know I got some. I know I got some Native American in me for sure. A lot. One of my on my mom's side. My grandma was half Native American and half black.
When was the last time y'all seen a Native American anywhere?
College.
That's a long time
casinos.
Ago.
Casinos.
Is that the last time?
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean,
it was the last time.
Because you know what DC is.
Casinos, baby.
But absolutely what he said too. But no, college was the first time I seen like a ton, like all the time.
In Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Montana is
heavy
population.
Hella tribes.
I see them at the doctor's office.
You come in?
Mm-hmm.
We get checked out for
every nationality come in. So I see them all.
They be having the names, too, huh?
Yep.
People be thinking that's a joke. It really be their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I just met this girl from Alaska this weekend, and she was Native.
They be like, Mountain Bull?
Yeah, bro.
Mountain Bull. Here I am.
Like, I used to think people was being racist when they said it. That's really...
Yeah.
We would play the reservation schools in preseason sometimes just to...
Scouting Eagle?
And they'd be like, yeah.
Passing Scouting Eagle.
So they'd be like, basket by Joey Running Rabbit. Like, that was the real shit. I remember that one. We had my homeboy's girl. He dated her last name was Red Thunder.
Thunder kind of fire.
A girl on the basketball team, hers is Kill Eagle. Like, they real names.
Some real people, huh?
They were just looking around. That's great.
Real names.
Kill Eagle. Door handle. No, no.
Slamming door.
Matter of fact, because I remember one time the girl, we were so when you play on the team, that your coach is always like, you got to go support the other teams as well. So we had to go to the volleyball. That's how I learned so much about different sports.
Wait. When you played on one team, you had to go to
the other team.
You have to?
Of the school.
It's kind of like unspoken rule.
Oh, okay.
Support
so
each other.
There'll be people in the audience.
So that's how I learned about so many different sports. Volleyball, you know, wrestling, all these different things. So one time we went to the girls' game, and we used to go to every game drunk as shit. Like, we'd fill up Powerades with this lit and just... be in there loaded. And so it's they playing in the red school, and this one girl's killing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, dominate.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people yell stuff out, but it goes quiet.
Yeah.
So everybody can hear. So one of my drunk ass teammates goes, "What's her name?" I forgot what her first name was. Uh-huh. He was like, "What's her name? Kathy plays with heart." And when he said the plays with heart, the whole gym was silent for some reason. Everybody looked over. We was like, yeah. But she was killing. She did play with a lot of heart.
That's funny.
I love that, dog. I want Izzy to get more heavy into sports now. I don't want her to do soccer, but I don't want her to do soccer.
Why not?
Because it's hot. I don't want to do that.
Well, it's not right now.
When is it?
Soccer's ending. Basketball's about to start. for the kids.
It's weird in the out here because everything's year round.
Yeah. No, it's too hot out here to play soccer in the summer.
I'm sure people do. They were just telling us like there's a sign up for it for them to play soccer.
You have to be really, 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 really committed.
Yeah, Keon, your nephew is trying out for one super of the dope teams, right?
Yeah, for some team in Spain.
That's crazy.
That's dope as hell, bro.
What, soccer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our kids be playing, man. Keelan, he got basketball coming up, and I thought he was going to be super trash because he's been playing soccer for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, don't worry about the tryout, bro. You know, just I didn't make the tryout, but Cotty was like, nah, he did well. And I was like, he did? She was like, yeah, he was. I thought he was going to be super rusty. Mm-hmm. So the list came out because one of the guys on our soccer team, he's coaching basketball, so he gave me the list. So at 126 kids, he was ranked 18th.
126.
And I was like, after not playing for a year, he was 18th. And I was like,
it's travel ball. This travel ball.
No, this is just the
recreation.
But it's a different league than we played in last year. It's the more competitive league.
Oh, okay.
So how many kids make the team?
Well, you know, there's several teams.
Oh, okay.
So but they're drafting. So he's ranked 18th in the draft. Yeah. So I said, that's not bad. I'm not playing for a year. I said, but do you think there's 17? And the number one kid is in his school. Mm-hmm. Which his dad told me he nice, like super nice, but I not believe him. Mm-hmm.
But a year of soccer, that means his footwork got better. Footwork is amazing.
Yeah, but his, you know, he's rusty. So I said, you think it's 17 people better than you? And he said, no. I said, well,
let's get to work.
How you going
to
prove that? Yeah, I said, how you going to prove that? And he just grabbed his ball and his shoes and went outside. And I was like, all right. So he's starting to do that just on his own. Like, nah, ain't nobody going to be better than me. And I'm like, all right. So he's been playing every day. Ever since I told him the rankings, he's been outside every single.
What if
he's single.
Like, yeah, 17 kids better than me, Dad.
Yeah, I seen him, Dad.
Let's watch Blue.
Yeah. He don't like it. And I know I finally figured out how to motivate him because he don't like when I talk about other kids. So I know the little boy that's ranked number one. I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to see him at school tomorrow. And he was like, You're being annoying. And I said, what's annoying? He's like, you keep talking about him instead of me. I said, he's number one. He said, not for long.
Oh,
I said, oh, okay. So he went to school the next day in his full basketball uniform. And he said, I'm going to play him one-on-one every day to show him I'm better than him. And I was like, oh, okay. So he's starting to get the competitive. I'm like, oh, so now I know how to push his little buttons. I'm like, oh, I just got to talk about other kids.
You have them hating kids for no
reason. Oh, yeah. Kids got a target on their back for no reason.
Anybody number one.
He's like, that's who I need to go to get? All right, bet.
That's dope.
He didn't even think about the other 16. He's like, I'm going for them. I'm like, all right, bet.
Do you ever feel like you made your kids too competitive? Because I know, DC, your kids also did heavy competitive ball. So, like, did you ever feel like you were like, oh, damn, this was going too far.
Everything was too far. God, they're still a little too soft for me.
Well, your kids are younger, but like Craig and DC had them in high school, college, hooping. But was there a time you ever thought like, or maybe you didn't think you'd push enough, or you thought you might have went too hard on them, or maybe you saw like something that was like, oh, this is getting mean spirited now. Like they're
Sage always wanted to do past what the coach wanted him to do.
Wanted to do what the coach wanted him to do?
Because he was a tall player, so they always wanted him to just stay under the basket. So he was like, no, I want to have the ball. I want to be at the top. And I was like, well, you're going to have to practice with the bigs and then go practice with the guards. So he was like, all right. And he has to prove himself every level.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always been like, he's up for the challenge. He's always down to bet on himself.
That's it. What about Sky?
Sky quit basketball the first week of school after he got a scholarship. He quit school completely and said, I want to be a rapper.
How's that going?
Well, he got back into school.
Okay.
He went back to school after,
after
blowing the scholarship. he ended up going back to school and paying for it.
because he's paying for it, right?
Oh, boy.
He blew a scholarship.
Oh, boy. I know another guy who knows something about that.
Man, oh, man. To answer Chaz's question, I think I pushed hard, but Avi and especially Avi, well, both of them really, because I would make them both do what I was making the other do anyway. Mm-hmm. Even though Avi and A didn't play basketball, when I would work Aviance out at 4 a.m., Avi and A would come with me. But they wanted to be like push. I guess it was more so me bonding with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Me bonding and sharing that time. But I don't think it hurt them. Either way it goes, I think they most kids want their parents to be into what they're doing and to like push them to a point of like where it's like still where you're not Joe Jackson. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get scared, dog, to push Izzy. Because once that switch is flipped, bro, that's what we're doing now. And I know me. So I go like, once I'm saying this is what we're doing, like you got to do it every day and we got to go hard at it. And then I'm going to be tough. And then I'm a little timid to like, hey, are we there? I'm trying to wait for her to be like, hey, I want to, you know, she'll be like, I want to do this. I want to practice more. Like gymnastics stuff. She's like, I want to practice more. But it's not, we're not like training yet. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it's still early. She's fine. Yeah.
But she's like, I'm going to practice here. And then I'm like, we could really do this. We can get up every day. And you know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, there's a level that I go like, we can hit this level, but then we can't undo it.
You got time though. Like yeah. I had to take a step back thinking about my childhood. And I was like, they actually have time because the leaps that kids make year to year is insane.
Yeah.
So I'm like, even watching Keelan, I'm like, his first year, he might've been the worst person in the league.
Yeah.
And then next year he was halfway. And then now, you know, he's just leaping the kids that were ahead of him just on natural talent. And then when he's ready to work,
fathers that work with
them. And then when he was ready to work, we're going to, you know, cause I thought about, that's what made me back up. Cause I remember when I was little and I was like, there were so many kids that were better than me. By the time we got to high school, they weren't even playing anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you start leaping people just from talent and work and everything. So I'm like, at this age, six, it's like, you have them stud 6 and 7 year olds. They're gonna wash out by the time they're 11. Like they're done. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like so it's just
kids.
Like
I was coaching my kids.
He said my kids.
And do nothing. I put in them. 23 and 19.
You had them out hooping.
Yep.
Early on.
Early started at 4 or 5. I was the coach.
Were they nice?
Or he was one the of coach. The youngest son was nice. The oldest son, not nice at all. No. And I felt bad because I will always, it is not knowingly though, not trying to do it on purpose, I will always film my youngest son game.
Yeah.
And me and my youngest son be watching the games, and both of them had a game that day, but I would film my youngest son. We'd be looking like, oh, and then my oldest son, dad, did you get me? And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even film my,
did you get
sitting on the bench, so I ain't film my oldest son.
You had a couple claps, a couple towel waves. I caught it on there.
So yeah, son, I was all over
See,
it.
Basketball was easy for us because we played basketball, but with you in gymnastics.
Yeah, I mean, I can only teach her football, wrestling, and baseball.
You can be the catcher guy on gymnastics. You know, they catch the flips.
Is that me?
Yeah, the ones that make sure they don't get hurt.
No,
that's your
that.
Job.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I catch her in your breast.
Like, you can do that. You can do that, Chad.
No, like we're gonna do. Like, I know she's gonna do T-ball soon. That we've been doing for a while. She's gonna be nice at T-ball, right?
That's gonna be hell. I'd wait if I were you.
Why?
It sucks.
As far
when
as
they're
what?
When they're too little, kids running all over the goddamn place.
And she's like, 5. Is that too little?
Yeah,
we did T-ball 5.
She'll be fine.
Yeah,
but these games are gonna frustrate you.
Oh.
So I'm saying start them at like 7, because at 5. Most of the kids are missing. They're running in the wrong directions. Half are laying on the ground. Like, it's just nothing's going on.
The shit show. Right.
Yeah, it's nothing's
going on.
That's
why I didn't want to get into soccer. I was like, those kids are
soccer is
everywhere.
Better because they can at least run and kick.
But right.
Baseball is a very complicated sport for 5-year-olds, and it's a shit show before 7. Like, and that's why Kendrick didn't play, because we were like, oh, no, we're not doing this. It's pretty bad. Like, get up. Can you stop playing in the dirt? Play, run that way. Kids run to third base.
Right,
like,
right.
They fit people peeing on themselves. It's a lot going on, bro.
Put her in the soccer. Soccer's
better.
Soccer's
better.
I'm not staying outside watching those games.
No, we have a tent. We have all the gears. Be a suburban parent, man. No. You got a cooler. Half the parents are drunk.
Okay, right.
you got the tent. Yep. You got all that, man.
Now, I'm not going to waste my time, so she's not going to pursue.
And it's networking, bro.
Ugh.
Best networking I ever did is my kids being in sports.
In soccer? Oh, hell yeah. Sports period, huh?
Everybody I meet, oh, that guy works for this place, that guy. I'm doing I got a show coming up at the end of the month on a network because the dad of one of the kids on the team.
So you putting your kids in great parks.
You know what I mean?
Nobody did shit at none of the parks my kids played in.
The dad on one of the teams, need
me to pick their kid up, take them to the game.
And then if you're there, they'd be like, hey, can you coach?
Yeah, a random dude. Hey, can you coach? We need an assistant coach.
I'm not coaching these punk-ass kids.
Nah, man.
I coach my kid privately, then I send it to kill yours. That's it.
No, where you live at, you go out there, somebody do something. And know somebody that knows somebody. And it's always... then they start supporting. My last Flapper show, you know who that was? All sports parents.
For real?
All the parents from the gym they go to, the soccer team, the entire audience was all the parents of the kids that play on the teams.
Did they bring orange slices?
Z bars? No, they were shit faced because they got away from the kids.
That's dope. However you sell out, I don't care who come.
It's the best way to network, man.
Damn.
Man.
All right.
There is no transition for this.
Sure
is.
Speaking of making children.
I was going to do that, but you know what happened? I couldn't find the ad.
Oh.
So I was about to be like, and speaking of making kids, you want to do it with a nice hard dick.
Oh, boy.
Sheesh.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you're always ready to go, and now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. Blue Chew's unique online service that offers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets. You ain't got to do the whole, you know, some people can't take pills. They throw their neck back. Flash. None of that. You just chew it.
Chewing is good.
Yeah. Take it anytime, day or night. So you can plan ahead for whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription in days. The best place for me, the best part, it's all done online, so you don't have to go to no doctor, have no weird conversations.
Hey,
or none
doc,
of that.
Something's wrong with my penis.
Yeah, I need to be long and strong. Help me out.
Look at it. It's all flappy. Yeah.
Blue Chew is tablets is made in the U.S. and it's prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. All right, so don't worry about nobody being in your business. It's a good time. I've taken it. It's a fun time.
The neighbor,
man,
over the fence. Hey, having dick problems?
What's wrong, man?
Hey, man, why you gotta yell this across?
But yeah, it's a good time for me. I can't say what it do for anybody else, but for me is once you take the chew, you're through. You're out of here. I'm rearranging your guts. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code ISSUES at checkout. You just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ISSUES to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Thanks, Blue Chew.
Be damn fool not to get that deal.
Absolutely.
And it's good for you. It's healthy.
It is healthy.
I got a question.
Oh. Like a question?
Question.
I got a question.
Okay.
Questions. The D.C. Irvin.
Huh?
Okay.
All right. This question actually came from one of our loyal fans and watchers of Daddy Issues. Her name is Star Taylor. She's out of Detroit, Michigan.
Star Taylor.
And I thought her question was pretty interesting. Her question is, if we had to pick five women to do a show just like ours, but it's called Mommy Issues, which comedian women would we go with?
Well, out the gate, Kenesha.
Kenesha. 1,000% out the gate.
Kenesha
Bus, okay.
These are parents, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know who has kids.
Women, yeah, they don't be having
I will go Kenesha, Takara. Ida Rodriguez.
Takara.
Takara, yeah.
Who else is a mom?
Three.
Who else is a mom? I don't know.
I would need a voice of reason.
What about Kamara
in the group?
She's pregnant right now.
She got
20-year-old too.
Oh, does she?
I didn't know. She has a daughter.
Put her business.
Okay, so
I mean,
so if you have them four, then I'm gonna need to put Angelina on it to balance
spice
it out.
Spice it up.
She's also crazy.
She
too,
is.
So.
She can't. She can be loud with them too. So
she's also them that. But she'll have a lot of good stuff too.
Right. She'll have.
Is that all loud right there though?
No. Well, Spice would be like,
yeah.
No, Spice would be like, hey, go to this website. Go to this foundation. Here's where you can go get the mommy package and cares, and here's the mental health stuff, and she's gonna have this is where you can go get prenatal care for free, and if you need breast milk, this is she has all those plugs and she knows all that good stuff, you know.
Precious is pregnant. I don't know if that's true.
Meg is not a stand up.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, see, and then I don't know Precious like that. I don't know.
Well, I'm not a stand-up.
I don't know Chelsea.
Precious, I don't think Precious has any
They
kids.
Said comedians, no. though. That's all right.
Somebody said she's
Angel.
Pregnant.
Oh, Angel?
Chelsea.
Angel doesn't have any babies.
What?
Wait, she has three kids though.
Angel Games.
I'm thinking about Angel Games.
Angel has a whole track.
I was like, she got three kids. I was thinking Angel Games too.
She DC. Got four of them.
Yeah,
things.
I'm thinking Angel Games.
Angel got four of them things.
Angel, what's Angel's last name?
I didn't know Breisha had a baby. Yes, I did.
Oh, she just did. Man, what's Angel's last name? I can't even think now. Huh?
Kingsley.
Tanksley. Yeah, I was just thinking Kingsley. You gonna marry her off to BT? Takara, Kenesha, Angelina.
Lulu ain't got no kids. Y'all just staying people.
Yeah, there's more.
And I think I threw Ida.
You said Ida right
there. Ida. I mean, whether it's Breisha, you really can't go wrong. Whether it's Breisha, whether it's I don't know Ty Davis neither. I don't know who that is.
What was the question again, DC? Did it say specifically comedians or just ladies?
I'd have to pull it up on my Instagram. Hold on, let me see if I can sneak to it real quick. Y'all still there?
Yeah. Because if it's in the industry, then that's different.
But Breisha did stand up.
She still does stand up.
I'm getting the exact question for you right now.
All right.
And then I'm wondering, I'm like looking, thinking of like, even if they're like, who are bigger?
Okay, if it doesn't really specifically, but okay, I got it. If y'all found out there was a show called Mommy Issues, who would those five women have to be for us to be okay with it? Clearly, no, none of our wives, none of our girlfriends, or any celebrity women.
Okay.
What's your name, too? She's on tour, I think, with Kat also.
Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
She got kids?
Mm-hmm. She got two.
Pretty Ricky got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For good measure, what if we threw some diversity in there? What if we went with a nice young white lady or white lady? Let's throw a white lady.
I don't know white ladies.
I honestly don't know.
if you ask me to name you a white comedian with kids, I'd be like,
I can't tell you. I barely can tell you the dudes other than Dustin Nickerson and Jeremiah.
I'm like, we haven't been very diverse on here. It's
Jeremiah,
five
that's
black
it.
Dudes.
Jeremiah and
Jack Jr.
And Jack, that's it.
But he got afro, so.
Yeah,
I mean. You know some white women with babies or comedians? Come on.
I barely know white comedians. So it's definitely, I definitely don't know their lives.
I'd say like, Ali Wong, but she ain't white.
Yeah, and if we talk about people that we know, I don't
John Cena got a kid. Does John Cena have a kid? Yeah, she's got an older child.
Yeah.
I would have put John Cena on there.
Yeah, I'm out of people now.
Yeah, I don't mean.
Who's the white lady to save us, DC?
You know, you know something? You brought it up.
I can't think of her name, but remember that girl? Remember what was her name? She would be singing a lot at she'd always sing. Mm. She would be at Marty's.
I don't know. Pressure on you.
Dark hair.
Couldn't tell you.
White,
I follow her.
You know, ooh, she's white.
White, she's white.
You know,
yeah. I have no idea.
I can't think of her name. It'll come to me.
I don't know if Nikki Glaser has kids.
I don't know, but she's famous. They said no famous. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, famous.
So then we have to low key redo it because is Ida famous now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She can't do it.
You have to take Ida off.
Take her off.
She's lightweight famous.
So.
El Takar is lightweight famous too, getting up here, right? Wouldn't you say?
It's hard to when it's our peers that are becoming famous. Because they don't even see, like, I'm watching Kev on stage videos. He's like, he don't see himself like that. Like, no, we looking at, all right, I watched Kevin Hart's
Mark Twain.
Uh-huh. It's still weird for me to see Tiffany with them.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd be like, or even, hell, every time I see Tone Bell, I'd be like, Tone is, I don't know, he's not famous
he's
in the,
so
but he's industry
TV
famous.
That he
but Tiffany
on.
Is famous.
Tiffany's famous.
And that's weird.
It's weird. Like, when you see your people you know and your friends mm-hmm. just blow up out of nowhere. Shit, I was just with Matt Rife.
Yeah.
That nigga's famous. Like, yeah. He's famous. And it's like.
What determines it? What determines it, like, at that level of. Is it when you can become canceled that you're truly famous?
No, there's a few comedians you can't cancel right now. Well, like
what if you're tabloid?
Schultz.
If you're tabloid, like capable of being in the tabloids, that's when you're famous.
Like a TMZ?
Yeah, like a TMZ or choo-choo-choo. If people give a fuck.
I think anybody can be canceled depending on the crime.
No, some people can't be canceled.
Shane McGillis can't be canceled right
about,
now.
Are you talking about for being offensive or for crimes?
All of it.
Well, crimes.
Because crimes, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, yeah.
That's not canceled. You're going to jail, nigga. Like, you just.
Yeah, that's a different realm. Canceled, but jokes-wise,
is being offensive. I'll call it a level of cancellation.
Well, you'd have to have a big audience and it be taken away from you to be canceled.
But I'd come see that comedian perform when they get out. I'd be like, yeah, let me go see Cosby next set.
Yeah, so, if nobody knows you, you can't be canceled because you're already canceled.
Yeah.
That's when you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's not like your audience ain't going to show up because you ain't got an audience. You trying to build right, one every time you go up.
Yeah, I don't know what famous is.
What's famous?
Not recognizable. It's famous. Like, Tone Bell is famous. He's had multiple shows where he was.
But I don't know if people know Tone Bell. I think Tone Bell is industry famous. Like, he can go to every party, every. But if I showed a random person Tone Bell, I don't know if they're gonna know who he is.
Yeah. He's not an A-list celebrity, but he is a celebrity. He's still known.
A lot of people know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Tiffany Haddish is.
I kind of agree with Tiffany, Keon. I think he's more famous, so industry bro. Famous.
Tiffany is famous. Like yeah, you say the name, like Tiffany, she can get in trouble.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
She's gotten in trouble.
Anything she does, they're putting it out.
Yeah, that's famous.
Well, that's A-list famous.
So we're going down the list. So what would you put Tone at?
Tone's like C-list.
Yeah.
Like, he's famous, but he's not, like, at the top tier of, like, a Kev Hart or Tiffany.
So what would you put, like, a Matt Rife and a Nate Jackson?
Well, Matt's up there now.
Matt's A-list now?
Matt's up there now.
Nate Jackson's
they're
not
trying
famous.
To find big vehicles Shit. For yeah, Matt Rife right now.
Matt's a TV when show I, away, a movie away. Like, yeah. He's in that conversation now. He's having those meetings.
Nate,
now.
Bro, when I go places, the two people ask me if I know is Matt Rife and Nate Jackson.
Yeah.
Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Because Nate's killing on
Nate, TikTok
Nate,
famous.
Nate yeah, is selling out theaters. Famous. Yeah. So when I go places, they be like, you know Nate Jackson? You know Matt Rife? That's the two people.
Yeah, I get a lot of Nate, too, lately. I'm getting a lot of Nate. Of course, Matt, but a lot of Nate.
Yeah, good,
and
yeah.
Nate. And the crazy part about Nate is his fan base is super diverse.
Hella diverse.
Yeah.
That's that TikTok.
Super diverse.
Yeah, they just come to get roasted, bro. Nate ain't got to do no material ever again.
Now, people over the TikTok age who just watch TV, they don't know who Nate Jackson is.
There's one.
You have to be like on, like my mom wouldn't know who Nate Jackson was because she doesn't be on social media.
Is Deion Cole famous?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A-list?
No. He's like,
Deion's up there.
He up there.
He up there.
Deion's up there.
He really up there.
He's been on hit shows.
Several Netflix specials now. But yeah. Deion, hit shows, writer Deion.
A staple of Conan.
Hell, the commercials run nonstop. That's the true. Old Spice.
Right,
Deion up there now, bro.
Okay. Yeah, he was a
Deion B.
He was on Blackish for years.
Yeah, Deion up there, Blackish. Bro.
Yeah. So you consider that A-list?
No, not A-list.
Okay.
A-list Somebody said A-list for comedians.
Now D-Ray, I go like, was D-Ray in that same range?
I would put Deion above D-Ray.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I go like Deion Cole's done to like D-Ray is very popular.
Yeah.
Right.
But A-list is like Kev Hart, for sure. Tom Cruise. Those are A-list. The Rock.
Can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Marlon. Marlon's A-list.
Yeah.
Marlon is A-list. Yeah.
Everything he do is on TMZ. This nigga lead the airport.
Yeah.
Marlon's shoes are untied. It's like, man.
The dude knows Marlon. So What's he just Remo? Waits for him. Be like, hey, Marlon, hey, I'll wait till after you're done with your bags and stuff. But let me just holler at you for a second. And Marlon be like, all right, because you ain't pressing me.
Yeah.
You cool. See that nigga at the gym all the time.
So who of our peers would you say is famous? We said Matt.
Tony's famous.
Tony
Baker.
Tony. Yeah, everybody know. Yeah, Tony.
He's
Baker. Baker. I damn had to put Baker. He getting up there.
Tony and Kev on stage are getting up there.
Yeah, like Whitney and the Bodyguard.
Say it again.
I said you had to carry Tony like Whitney in the Bodyguard. No. His fans were after him.
Yeah.
What
that nigga say? I couldn't hear him.
He said you had to carry him like Will Smith in the Bodyguard.
Like Whitney.
I mean, Will, yeah. Like somebody Kevin said Will Smith already. My bad.
Nah. I would say Tony's like, if I had to put him on a list, I go Tony getting up to B.
Tony's well known now.
He's well known. He did TV shows. Did he win Last Comic Standing or came in close to winning?
Well, I kind of base it off of like when you're walking around random cities. you walk around random cities, obscure cities, we could be in Idaho or something, and someone's going to know more than 8 to 9 people. We're walking on the street, they're going to stop Tony.
Easily. Mm-hmm.
Preacher famous.
Preacher Lawson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah.
Shit, Sterling about to be famous.
The only thing with Sterling's is it's Canada.
It'll so hopefully
I'm
cross
hoping,
over.
Yeah, I'm hoping, because Sterling's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, because he's in the finals of Canada Got Talent. Yeah. So, yeah, I hope it goes well for him. He's been grinding for a long time, too.
Haven't we all?
they got Canada's Got Talent?
They got everywhere.
They got everything. Because it didn't start here.
Indonesia Got Talent.
I think it was it Britain first or England?
Djibouti Got Talent.
You know what I mean? Those would be the funniest tryouts of all time, bro.
Hello. I would like to tell my jokes.
Okay, so we got...
Who's the host, dude? Do you know the host on the AGT for Canada?
It's still... What's his name?
Howie Mandel.
Howie's still there?
Oh, word. I didn't know they were doing the Canada
Howie one. Howie just brought Sterling up in his last show.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Congrats, Sterling.
I be feeling like Howie likes the black comics.
Sure.
Because he did the same thing with Preacher. He liked...
Mike Winfield.
Sterling, Mikey Winfield. I think he'd be liking the black comics.
Jackie gave Jackie some burn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got Tony, mm-hmm. Kev on stage, Matt Rife.
You said art class, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously Tiffany. But yeah, people we know, you know what I'm saying?
D. Jr.
Well, yeah, but when I met him, he was already... He didn't become. You know, we're talking about people who became.
That's not true though.
He started in y'all class.
Yeah, that's not true though.
When I met him, I already knew Damon Jr.
You knew him, but he wasn't on TV and stuff like that. Damon wasn't.
Yes, he was. When I met Damon, he had just did Def Jam.
That's how
he had a great set on Def Jam.
Okay, but there's a lot of people on Def Jam who aren't famous.
But that was y'all class. Like when y'all started doing stand up was around the same time.
When did the Underground come out?
Don't know.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time
ago. But Damon wasn't like New Girl or what was the show after that?
He was Damon Green when y'all knew him.
That's how I met him. It was Damon Green.
I mean, when I met him, I started after them. So when I met him, he was already him.
No, he was Kyle Green.
Yeah, Kyle Green. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And I was like, oh, what's up, man? Kyle. And I kept calling him Kyle for mad long.
Somebody said, if your name is Wayne, your birth certificate says famous.
Yeah. That's a little push, though. But Damon Wayne Jr.?
Junior.
That's, I mean, but you.
But he's Wayne. Yes.
But there's other Waynes you don't know.
That's facts.
There's a gang of them you don't know.
That do comedy?
Even if they did, there's.
Because you wouldn't say that Shantae is famous, but Damon is.
Oh, that's true. Even though my little
brother... Shantae quiet as kept. Shantae lightweight creeping up.
She is creeping up for sure.
She's growing.
Even though my little brother's done 3 TV shows, nobody knows who he is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So we got to get... We got to say Damon.
He's done 3 whole series and nobody knows
who he is. We have to say Damon then. So Damon. Yeah. So Damon, Tiffany, Matt.
I mean, we watched Damon.
You just looked at me like, you got a brother?
You're right. You know about Greg.
What's your name? I got one. Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
Well,
when I came in, he was already him. So I don't know.
He wasn't.
He wasn't the roast king.
No, he wasn't the roast king.
He was still at Comedy Store when you came around.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't know him at all. So
yeah. And Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gerard for sure.
For sure. For sure.
Now that's Gerard. For sure, Gerard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's easy. Yeah, never mind.
And we gotta have Gerard at a A-list.
Loki?
Yeah, after that. Yeah.
And what's his name's getting big right now? David Lucas.
After that.
David Lucas is getting big right now.
David's blowing up.
Yeah, David. Listen, I'm not messing with no more black.
Especially
people.
After the getting up to what's called it joke was viral.
Yep.
After that.
I just seen D. Lucas, man. He still loves us.
Yeah, he loves us off camera.
he also did a ton of Roast Me, which is a predominantly black audience.
No, he did.
And you know I'm being neutral because I don't really fuck with David like that. So
Dave, my team.
He did do hella Roast Me.
It was all white.
So he's very like in a black space. He did Roast Me for mad long. He was a staple on there.
Yeah, had no choice. But then went to the whites. Yeah, had no choice. And call them all. I don't care. He can see this if he want to.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Call them all niggas.
I really don't fuck with David Lucas like that, but And in the same sense, I mean, in the same sense, I'm still like, I'm not gonna. He's definitely been a part of that, like the cast of. Roast Me is huge.
Roast Me is huge.
So I go like, it's not like he doesn't have the black space. I don't have a personal beef. It was always this weird energy that never got. And I've asked him before, like, what's up? And he's like, nothing. It's like, all right, nigga. It's just one of those things. It's like, I just don't fuck with him. It's just like, your energy has to be somewhat on a level where I go like, oh, okay, this cat fucks with me. You know what I mean? But if I don't get that same energy back.
The messed up part about that is y'all look like y'all could be related. You and D. Lucas.
We could have done something together.
They'd be in the same. They'd be in the same gene aisle. But
you know why I don't like what Craig just did right now? Because Craig just set up the perfect segue, if the perfect gene, right, for the ad.
That's what I was trying to take.
And it was so calculated. It was so calculated because not only did it rip, not only was it perfect. But it felt right, and I don't like it. That's
God
why I didn't
damn
make
it, Lucas. Got the last Duskies.
Yeah. Being a slim, thick brother myself, man, perfect gene has the perfect thing for me. They actually have the slim, thick jeans, or the thick jeans. You get the skinny slims. I'm not a skinny slim guy. You see all my thigh rolls. I don't like that at all. But I got perfect jeans on right now. It was mad easy to order. I went on there. They had every single size of my height. I'm an odd shape, 40-30. They had it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to go asking people to bring me different size pants. Excuse me, y'all got 40-30s? No. No one carries those. So I was very happy to do it online. Came mad quick, really easy. I even took a pair back, got the other ones. Everything that happened really quick, really simple, man.
Oh, you traded in the
thickies, I traded in the thick slims? Thicks
okay.
for the slim thicks.
You traded in the thick daddy for the slim
thickies.
That's
right. Thickies. Okay. That's right, man. And I'm in here, man. I'm everything fits. I got none extra rolls hanging out. Because sometimes you can't get everything in. Y'all don't know I have these problems. But
do you put them on?
I do that for me in the mirror. I put it on.
The little wiggle. He looks over his shoulder when he puts his jeans.
So if you guys are looking for the perfect jean, you're going to go to Perfect Jean. It's finally time to stop crushing your balls in uncomfortable jeans by going to perfectjean.nyc. Our listeners get 15% off your first order plus free shipping, free returns, and free exchange when you use the code ISSUES15 at checkout. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectjean.nyc with promo code ISSUES15. After you purchase or ask where you heard about them, please say it was our show. That really helps us out. Tell them we sent you. Fuck your khakis and get in the perfect jean, baby.
Hey.
Perfect jean. Damn fool not to get that deal.
Perfect jean. 40-30. You got
to
make it.
Tony,
decision.
If a Chaz to be comfortable, perfect they jean. Must be really nice.
You Tony Chaz don't like nothing.
Cause, yeah, he don't.
Man. I mean, I've been warm here. I don't wear them. You see me in jeans, yeah. Especially
Chaz, the hoop shorts and sweats.
I'm a hoop shorts and sweats type of
gray
guy.
Gray sweats,
always
too.
Been. Got to show off the meat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Tony Baker's in there heckling you.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Like, all this giggling, dude. All this giggling. Shout out,
Tony. Goddamn,
this guy want to do it and then show up to work. I ain't taking that shit from him.
Tony That's said stores Tony. Never have his jean size because he's all in a. In the, what's that in the leg side?
The seam.
What size? Did you say his size? Yeah. Did you say what size he was?
Tony getting too slim.
All legs.
How come him size don't go actual measurements? That would be easier. I don't know, LaToya. I don't know what that means. I know Chaz ain't talking about not showing.
Oh yeah, because women go by like 4, 6, 8. Like they don't.
Yeah.
They don't have inches. They just
4, 6, 8. Oh, 10, 12.
Yeah, waist and length.
Yeah, women.
You said your waist is a 40.
Yeah, length is a 30. Hey, why are you bringing this? It was just for the ad.
Oh,
see, we done moved on, man.
Oh, my bad.
But they put it in the chat, so you kind of probably just hit him.
No, yeah. We
just
moved. But you a 40?
We just moved on.
All right. Because I'm a 40. That's what's crazy.
Why is that what's crazy?
You don't believe you your waist.
What do you mean?
But why are you? I'm more shocked that you're 40.
Yeah.
You're 40. What you doing?
Well, I must be 36.
You doing them squats in there.
Nah, man.
Why are you a 40?
The rim slid thick.
Am I a 40? Oh, I'm a 36, 30. I'm a 36, 30. I'm sorry.
Oh, you just got your.
I just thought about it.
40. Yeah, 40. I'm like, maybe in 2005. Yeah. We were all wearing clothes. I was like, why are you a 40?
I'm a 36.
Yeah, I didn't believe you was a 40.
Yeah. I see. But y'all believe Chad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I look like a 40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why you looked at me like that. Like, Chris, you ain't no 40.
Yeah, you know.
Once you get to 40, you don't start lying.
It ain't like I went down. I was a 50.
What's the biggest y'all wore in the era of the big jeans?
Oh, yeah.
Before I could fit them, was 38s. Then I got in them. And I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Or 36.
38 is my biggest.
38? Wear 38.
You just do way too much.
38. Pants big as hell.
Yeah, I did 38. They bringing that back now.
Yeah, yeah. I see it. I see the
Are y'all going? Hey, DC, you going to rock the big jeans?
I'm not.
Y'all not doing it?
Nah, I'm good. I think I'm going to stay with the regular slim fits.
Yeah, they cut like women's jeans now. It fit on the waist. Them big
clothes look good on like young kids, but on adults, you start to look like goofy.
Yeah, at our age, if you wear it, you look like you just got stuck in the era that we was in.
Oh, man. I'm trying to fit in with them, too. You know what I mean? I was about to get me some because I don't want them to. I want to fit in with everybody else with the clothes.
That's like if my mom wears bell bottoms, I'm just like, you look old right now. You ain't bringing it back.
But remember, we did that. This was the style. When it came back.
But we was doing it.
I mean, but only the girls did it.
Yeah. We was doing it because our parents did it.
Yeah.
Dang, Tony had the 42-36. 36 is. Oh, Tony kind of tall.
Yeah,
he tall.
The bottom of his jeans were all shredded up.
Oh, remember they would get wet? Yes. And then it would be wet all the way up. Oh, like, come on, bro.
So y'all doing the skinnies? The real tight?
Nah, I do a slim fit. I can't do the skinny. I don't like it.
You want yours fit? Oh, okay.
I just don't like the way it feels in my thighs. I don't like my thighs feeling like wrapped.
Let them breathe.
You know what I mean?
Like, a little air flow.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like this.
The leggings type of feel.
Yeah.
And I don't like holes in my jeans either.
That I don't mind anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like random wind blow, like little.
Because on my knees, be feeling good, but that might be an old age thing. But I'm like, ooh, this breeze. Ooh. Let these knees breathe.
I had, when Tony lost weight, I had his hand-me-downs mad long. It was like, Chaz, I was like, Tony might have had maybe some 38, 36s or something like that I was trying to rock. Mad long all
Six
the way
inches
down.
Too long?
Way, I was rolled up. I had nothing else.
Them though. You feel me?
Yeah, like a little kid.
But you're gonna be grow into. It's never gonna look good, bro. But I was like,
does cuffing look bad? Is cuffing frowned upon? I thought cuffing still looks good to me.
Only if you're 6 years old.
Do I see adults cuffing?
Really?
But this is the crazy part. Adults are the kids, youth, whatever. The fashion now is people don't cuff, but they'll flood.
Yeah,
they'll proudly flood.
Yeah,
and women be cuffing. When they wear the bigger jeans, they be cuffing it with the flood.
I think it depends on how much cuff you got. Too much cuff, you like, what are you doing? I'll just get some smaller pants. What are you doing?
Man, go to the cleaners. Get them taken in. You're over here wearing.
Get them
6
hemmed.
Inches. Yeah, him. They're 6 inches too long. That's too much.
But then they look like jean slacks. you don't want to get them hemmed. Then you got on jacks. You don't want to do that. That'd be weird.
I'm about to start wearing a button. I'm about to get grown with it. Fuck it, man.
Oh, just suits like every day?
Not suits. 90s? I'm not doing suits, but I'm not going to do jeans. I'm going to do not slacks, but what are them?
You wearing blazers?
Oh, are you going? Are you going full cruise ship?
No. I'm going to go
with the linen suits.
Like a not linen suits. I might have sporty, like a t-shirt or a dope sweater up top, but some casual looking pants with like my dunks or something. So I look. I still look youthful. You wearing Dockers? Not Dockers.
Okay.
No, I'm not going Dockers.
Corduroy?
Almost not corduroys. Not denim.
Golf pants?
Not golf pants.
Well, then what the hell? You going naked? So I'm about to wear this vest.
DC,
right?
Don't just
Balls
look.
Out.
Help me out. DC, you just looking.
I'm trying to see where you're going with it.
Almost like a slack, but it's not a slack. It's almost like slack style.
Pajama pants.
That's not.
Will it blow in the wind, Sneeze?
Yeah, it does. It got a little blow in it. Yeah, a little blow in the wind. So it's almost like a slack. Ah, man. I got to show y'all these pants. It's almost.
Oh, you got them already.
Chinos. Yeah, that's there you
Dockers.
Go.
Trousers.
No,
Dockers
are too
big. Dockers are tough. Yeah, like, you about to go do construction.
That's too.
Or join a Mexican gang. Like, they're really specific.
Dockers are like the preppy pants.
There's thinner Dockers. There's those work Dockers, but, and there's like thinner
Dockers. I
didn't
know they have work Dockers.
If you have chinos, some nice little dunks, some cool little
shit. You're right.
Are you wearing a t-shirt under
Dockers
shirt?
Are more yacht pants.
I might wear a t-shirt with those.
I'm talking about, so under the shirt, if you have a button up, are you wearing a t-shirt under, or are you letting the chest show?
You got chest hairs?
I don't have no chest hairs, so I might have my white beater on with my button up. Yep, button
He's
up to right here.
He's just gonna want to show the chain.
Show yes. I won hard for this chain, so I'm gonna show the chain, have it buttoned up right here, and you show the chain. See, that's an adult.
So you going full assistant coach?
That's not no. That's
basketball assistant coach. You know they wear the
it's for youth pastor. We got the dunks, we got the trousers, we got the
it's
shirt.
Success,
with the, but you still got the chain. You just let y'all know I still get hoes outside of church. That's all that is.
Are you tucking your shirt in, Chris?
No, I'm not tucking my shirt in.
Youth pastor, no baby. In.
I'm not tucking
youth
it in.
Pastor.
That's it. That's a youth pastor.
You going
for
youth
sure.
Pastor?
Yeah, youth pastor.
Hey kids, I know what it's like to be young. Hey, now you're walking up to people. Hey,
he turns the Bible into a rap. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Your turn.
And you don't have to cuss. Leviticus.
If your friends don't, then they a bust.
You don't have to smoke to be cool.
I'm going to have to send y'all a picture on how it's going to look. Y'all be like, that's clean. That's an adult. It looks good.
It sounds all very... Like you gotta be like, hey, you can't stay after with these kids and youth pastor talk. This was over. Y'all want to save a little Bible study? Come on, man, you gotta get out of here, baby. Why the age is right, boys? I don't know.
Just cue up an outfit idea that you had.
Let me show you.
So we can see
idea. Of an
you
outfit.
Got them saved idea. On Google.
Yeah, so we can see
go
what you're talking about.
I'm gonna go on Pinterest.
There we go.
Is this gonna be the daily outfit, Chris? Or are you just wearing this for show?
No, it's not daily. Not daily outfit. This is like if I'm going somewhere, maybe we might have a show or something.
Okay.
Go to a nice little brunch, lunch, dinner, something like that.
It's a Sunday brunch after church.
Yeah.
For show. Okay.
Yep. Let me show you.
I got you.
Hold on. That's going to be your Father's Day outfit. Let me make this transition. Speaking of Father's Day. Fellas, blink if
came
you have
in
it.
Steamy.
Came in steamy. You know these don't got the father. Fellas, blink if you haven't purchased a Father's Day gift yet.
Purchase? No. I gotta purchase one.
If you have a father.
Oh, I did. You know, no, that's a birthday gift.
I do have a father. Oh yeah, for him.
You selfish?
No, I understood what he's saying. He's like, why would I buy something for myself? You forget sometimes.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, well, today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Maybe your pops has had a bush since the 70s.
Probably.
That's okay. Our friends at Manscaped have crafted the total package for his total package and his special day. Whether it's for the boys downstairs, his beard, or even the best pair of underwear out there, Manscaped has his bases covered. Head over to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code ISSUES. That's the code is ISSUES. I'm thinking about going crazy this Father's Day.
Okay.
And I'm going to use the trimmers and cut a tie.
Okay.
Above a bow tie.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to be classy.
Okay.
So it looks like the elephant.
But it's going to be a bow tie. It's going to look like, you know.
Okay.
You gotta do things for the different holidays.
I'm with you.
Oh, okay. During Christmas, you get the little mistletoe.
Okay. Go. Uh-huh. I'm gonna get the Hanukkah sign over mine for Christmas. Come spend my dreidel, baby.
That's a lot of work.
Gotta
do
that.
This all-in-one kit comes with a beard hedger, mm-hmm. Manscaped's most advanced beard trimmer, as well as a shampoo, conditioner, oil, and balm for his beard. It also comes with a brush, comb, and scissors so he could style his beard and mustache like a true gentleman. No beard would be complete without Manscaped's handyman face saver for that smooth finish we know he loves. This bad boy is all he needs. Compact enough to fit in any travel case. Make sure it takes it on his next trip. If he carries a lot of body hair like most dads do,
mm-hmm.
You're in luck. With the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, this bad boy is designed with fathers in mind, featuring the signature Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This Father's Day is also a perfect time for your old man to stop stealing his wife's nails clippers and finally have a kid of his own that will last a lifetime.
Oh, they got a nail clipper?
They got a new nail clipper.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah. Then they got the Shears 3.0. is the 5-piece precision men's nail grooming kit that any father needs to stay on top of his self-care with professional grade stainless steel tools, sized and styled for a task at hand. They got that set up underwear he got for Christmas a decade ago. Definitely needs upgrading, and what better way than with Manscaped's Boxers 2.0. The Boxers 2.0 were designed with a simple mission: to make most comfortable boxers a man could buy. It starts with the jewel pouch to hold the jewel. A dedicated space that cradles your stones in place with a perforated performance fabric for extra breathability. So go on over to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with code ISSUES.
Issues.
From daddy to zaddy, trust man's.
You gotta be a damn fool not to get that deal.
20% off and free shipping is a deal, baby.
20% off is deal. Great, man.
They got anti-fog glasses?
They do.
I gotta stop. But you know where they're not at?
They're not at CVS.
That was Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree.
No, here bad. We go, guys. Yeah. Chris Sneed right here, guys.
Oh, let me see.
Yes, they're going to be a little longer, though.
Okay. Going,
oh, no, you're showing an ankle.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, they're going to be a little longer.
Okay. You're going to get an ankle bracelet, too?
And then what kind of shirt?
I might throw a T-shirt on.
A V-neck? Okay.
No, I don't do V-necks. Okay. Crew. All crew.
Okay.
A nice thick, but I don't wear regular T-shirts.
Okay.
I wear designer T-shirts. They're real soft, 100% cotton. I take some T-shirt, I can take them to the cleaners.
Like a Louis. Or like a...
I'm not doing Louis. Oh, okay. You're going to wear
rayon shirts? Rayon T-shirts? Or silk T-shirts?
No, I don't do silk.
Well, you said designer.
I don't do rayon. It might be a Banana Republic shirt.
Okay.
That nice thick, you know, it feels soft. You can look at it and say, that's a nice T-shirt. That's soft.
You take your T-shirts to the cleaners, Chris?
It depends. The $60, $70 T-shirts, I might dry clean those.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now I got a question. At the dry cleaners, do they wash your clothes and then dry clean them, or they just dry clean them?
That's a great question.
I think they wash, steam clean.
They might steam clean.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know it always smells like chemicals, so it might be something that they spray on your stuff.
Yeah, because I sent the shirt musty and it came back musty. Because
you can get them locked.
Well, they do just iron it again.
They just iron my little dirty shirt.
Because you could get them, you could get them laundered, or you could get them dry cleaned. So when they launder them, they wash them. And
I mean, that should be automatic, though, right?
Like, I feel like if you send it somewhere, you want it to come
back. It's probably a different service. Fresh. I don't know.
Yeah, fresh, but it's laundered where they wash it, or dry cleaned where they use whatever chemical on it.
And when I give it up to someone, I want it to come back, you know, feeling fresh.
Yeah.
At least smelling fresh.
But it does make sense why dry cleaning is different than a laundromat. Like, I take my clothes to a laundromat. They do their service there. But there is a different dry cleaner's place, so I guess it is something different, huh?
Because the steamer's definitely not washing your clothes.
No.
Said dry cleaning is only steam, not soap.
I can steam the shit myself. I steam in the shower all the time.
I put my clothes in there. What's the point of dry cleaning? I don't know.
Well, dry cleaning gets it crisp, you know what I mean? Crisp, crease.
That's straight, when they starch
wrinkles
it.
Out.
But that's when they starch it.
Starch it there.
No, they have to clean it, because I've sent button ups that had little stains on them and
yellow one in the armpits.
Yeah, and it wasn't on there. And it came back with none of the stains on there.
Okay.
So they must have. Or maybe they hand wash it.
I mean, they do. There are stuff that says dry clean only, right? You'll see stuff like that. Like, dry clean only.
Yeah.
Well, Liv Love Rissa said some fabrics can't handle water, like wool and some silks.
Oh.
So they do spot treatment.
Spot treatment. Okay. Explains the stains.
It says they do clean it.
Maybe DCU just had a super must,
that
bro.
You might have just
hey, man, whatever, Chad.
What were you doing in that shirt? DC, you knew that shirt was
Steve
musty.
I had a bad week.
Yeah, so they wash it.
DC was like, whoa, this is y'all
they
problem
do wash
now.
It.
And then they steam it.
It's like it came back stinking.
Came back funky, baby.
Yeah.
So same thing.
This ain't my shirt.
What if it wasn't?
I know.
What if it wasn't your shirt?
Hey, shit get mixed up all
the
time.
What's the longest time y'all ever left something at the dry cleaners?
They might
two paychecks.
Yeah.
See,
a whole month.
I can't remember the last time I used a dry cleaner.
I've forgotten stuff at dry cleaners where I was like, oh shit, you be home and you're looking for something, and I'd be like, where the hell is this shirt? It'd be like 5-6 months later. I'd be like, damn, it's at the dry cleaner.
When do they give it away? When are they like, he ain't coming back?
I just don't go back at that time. I'm like, I don't know how much is going to
You still have your ticket? Hey, I have this.
I wonder how long they keep, sir.
I think it's 6 months. My aunt used to own a dry cleaners. We ain't never talked about that, but I think it's 6 months.
I know they they store furs and stuff at some dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Store fur.
Yeah, so like it's there for the whole season too.
That'd be a good place to shop. Is it like a storage? You know, after a while, they just auction it off?
Yeah, like a storage space.
I wouldn't mess around and bought DC Musty shirt. I'd be
I'm going to sniff you and be like, that's mine.
On the dap up. What up, Sneak?
No.
Hey, bro.
Then I'm going to say you stole it. You stole my shirt.
He stole his musty
they
shirt.
They auctioned it off, DC.
She said, that's my scent, bro.
When's the last time y'all shared or borrowed clothes?
Oh, I don't do that.
I haven't done it in a long time.
My son comes and takes like shirts and shit. If he needs to like go somewhere, he'll come take some dress shirts. Or...
Mm-hmm. No, a friend. Anybody?
Oh, not a friend.
No, but even you could be a family member. Whatever. Just the last time you wore something that wasn't yours.
Man, it's been a minute.
I stole Yo's little pink. I stole Izzy's blue ears, first and foremost. Yo has this giant hoodie blanket thing. I sure did steal that thing.
That poncho you wore here?
No, that was just pure Mexican pride for the Lions. But I sure did.
I know Marlon was moving, and I went and cleaned that nigga out. He was giving away fancy stuff. I was like, "You finna throw this away? The hell you is, buddy."
Yeah, he be my giving brother away stole my essentials stuff. And stuff. I'm like, damn,
That happened to me. My brother took my jacket and some other shit I had.
Did he bring it back, or he just took it?
No.
That's not shared, then that's just stolen.
He did steal it.
I'm trying to think when the last time I wore something that wasn't mine.
You haven't been on the road and been like, oh shit, I need a t-shirt. You got a t-shirt?
No.
I had to use Craig gym shoes one time.
Oh, okay. So I used my brother's gym shoes. I forgot him, and I was like, I need to. And he wears a size smaller than me, so I was in there like,
I wear a size smaller than DC.
I was working out hella fast. Yeah,
I had my big toe in Craig's shoes.
I think the worst thing I did recently used my brother's towel, the dry off towel, on accident.
What you mean on accident?
Because it was two of the same towels.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because same towel.
You started drying off and it felt wet.
Oh, man, that's the. You ever use somebody's FaceTime?
You ever wear your best friend draws in elementary school?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
How old are we talking, DC?
Man, I'm gonna say good 10, 9.
You and G King still switch draws?
No, my other boy had some silk boxers. And I was like, they were Looney Tunes. And I was like, man, you got to wash them and let me borrow them, Playboy.
Hell no.
My dick want to feel like how your dick used to feel. Like.
My dad was like, nigga. I taught you better than this. I was like, you right. I'm tripping.
But they fresh, though.
How old were you?
I think I was about like 10, 11.
Oh, that's way too old.
That's fifth, sixth grade.
That's musty balls.
That's way too old.
I watched them.
And your homie was like, okay, what?
He was like, for sure.
Both of y'all.
And that's when Sagan was in.
I got you.
That's when Sagan was in. So some people saw him was like, DC got on his boy's drawers.
Oh man, that's
I remember middle school though, like jersey swapping was heavy.
Yeah.
And shoes. Yeah. I remember I forgot what shoe I had, but my boy had the new Iverson. Remember the ones that had the bubbles on the bottom?
Uh-huh.
He was like, I don't really like these. He was like, I like those. I was like, well, I want those Iversons. So we would switch. And then I had a Griffey jersey he wanted to wear, and he had the Chicago Bulls jersey. So we would switch like all the time.
We switched jerseys a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we would do the give me one of your shoes and take one of my shoes. So you wear Mitch Mack shoes. Mm-hmm. Like if I had the white Jordans and he had the black Jordans, I'd have one white, one black on.
That's cool.
Yeah, I had a homeboy like that in high school, but it was a bad rep. They used to call him Secondhand. Shout out to Earl Williams, man. They used to call him Secondhand Man because he always, everybody handed him their old stuff, and he had wear it to school too.
Yeah. So, but he never gave back. He never contributed to the new stuff. He just
it was just old stuff, and they just give it to him.
That was my boy Donnell. He takes some of your old shit and make that shit look new, and you'd be like, oh, I gotta take that back. You look fresher than everybody today. Nah.
Yeah, miss man. Yeah, now I did borrow my brother's jacket last time I was in Vegas. Because I don't never really be packing
for real.
Cold for Vegas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he was like,
"Wait, Keon, do brothers count though? That's like yours."
I don't think so because my Keith and Kyron be all in my shit.
Yeah, brothers. So, don't count.
But I needed a jacket because it was cold. We went to my niece's game. I was like, "Man, it's kind of cold out here."
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take. I gave it back though. But I get like as far as keeping. They be taking a lot of shit.
Yeah, Sage, when he needs a button up or something to go somewhere nice, he's right in that closet.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Pops, watch out. Yeah, and he can't use my jeans because he's too tall. But.
I wish I could use my brother. My brother dressed horrible, bro.
So you can't even use it.
Nothing, man. This dude did 13. He one of them did 13 years in the pen. All his stuff is extra big, long. It's just
13 years.
Stinks. I mean, I never could wear my brother's stuff. Bro.
What do you do?
Man. Oh man, he just 13 years in the pen. You know, you
getting too you deep. Do
like, what do you do?
You know,
I need to know where Sneak came from. You know what I mean? I'm like, where to stop?
He did
13
man.
Years. That's what he did.
He did 13.
He was a Dr. Bro. Sneed.
He's a gangbanger.
Never gangbanger. All his homies did, but he was just a gangster type dude, but not a gangbanger. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference.
He was affiliated.
Yeah. You're a gangster and you got gangbanger. So he was just real with it.
Sometimes you just be. Now, my dad, he was just around it. He wasn't, he wasn't in, but all my friends is here. You know what I mean?
Right.
See, but he'd be coming to your show. He be coming to your shows, Chris?
Yeah, he used to. I ain't talked to him in 3 years. I don't mess with him no more. But yeah, he used to come to some shows. He felt some type of way because I did a joke about him.
Hey, that's bound to happen.
Wait, what'd you say? What'd you say?
What was that? Just so long ago, I said, you ever seen a thug? I said, you ever seen a thug try to type up a resume? And I had said, my brother's resume looked like a text message. I've never seen so many letters, words misspelled.
That's hilarious.
And I said, you know you institutionalized when you put on your special skills, staying out of trouble and making it do what it do. And he was like, damn, my nigga, You going to really throw me out there like that? I'm like, nope, nobody knows you.
Yeah.
I didn't say which brother.
Yeah. Well, I only got one.
Oh, damn.
But like, I didn't even know you had a brother.
Yeah.
Hey, it comes with the lifetime, man. Right. The lifestyle is you're going to get made. You're going to get talked about. It's going to happen.
If you mean something to me, I'm going to
I'm going to talk.
You got
to
talk about it.
Because you're in my life. I just started doing jokes about my mom. Just because my mom just didn't do this funny stuff. Mm. But I found ways to talk about her, just the stuff she did that wasn't necessarily funny, but I made it, you know, like, this was funny to us. Mm-hmm. Like, the problem with making jokes about my mom was, like, there was so many inside stuff that only me and my brothers was, you had to be there.
Uh-huh.
So I've just figured out how to bring everybody else in. She did shit, too, because I got hella dad jokes. But his shit just so outwardly ridiculous. It's just like, you ain't really got to come up with a joke. Like, this nigga did this. Right. Exactly.
And that'd be it.
People quote me, people come to me all the time and say, it ain't never that hot. Like they quote that all the time. And I'm like, my dad is just easy to talk about.
That's a funny joke. I know that joke. That's hilarious, Keon.
But my mom, I'm starting to write. So she came to my last show in Vegas, actually. And I was like, oh, she here. And I don't really like when she come.
Why? She gonna hear your filth?
Yeah. I don't like my dad, I don't give a damn.
You hear your 69 jokes, you filthy.
My mom, I'll be like, You don't need to be hearing this. Give me the baby.
Right.
You don't need to be seeing this.
You gotta give it to parents. You gotta deal with it. I'll be like, hey man, this is how we pay these bills. Yeah. This inappropriate shit.
Right.
You joke DC, you never joke about your mom?
Yeah, I do. I kind of have to tell it because I didn't want to offend her.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more so like talking about like not being raised by her or whatever. And it came off as her being like a deadbeat. And then after I did it, she had to talk with me after the show. And I was like, I said, I got your mom. I won't do that to you. But it wasn't like it was funny, bro. You know,
it was just your delivery.
It was just the delivery. She was like, I don't want people to be thinking, oh, I'm just like, yeah, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, because you say, like, I was ready for my dad, so it does come off.
Yeah, ass. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, mama in the house. What's up, Miss Kia? She said, I don't care.
Oh, my mom. Oh, my mom's here? Sorry. Yeah. See, I just apologize. I didn't even do nothing.
I'm sorry.
That's mom's Kia?
Yeah. I didn't even do nothing.
Sorry, mama. It's like,
I don't care.
Tell her happy belated Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. What'd y'all do? Would y'all do anything for her?
No, because she said not to because the weekend before we were all in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So she was like, it was me and my brother, all her grandkids, okay. Except for two because my other brother wasn't there. But she was like, nah, we did that, so we don't need to do nothing Sunday.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. So Cotty's mom was in town on mm-hmm. Sunday. So yeah. All I did was cook a bunch of food and they hung out at the pool all day.
Good day.
They hung out together. And the kids, and then I just watched playoffs.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
That's what you do. I made breakfast for them. I hung out with Izzy all day so they can not have Izzy all day. So we hung out the whole day, and then I bought them dinner, and that was it. And I was just at the crib all day. Just being present. Do you guys need anything? You're just a servant. Do you need anybody?
Yeah, that's what I did. I made so much food at breakfast. It turned into this is dinner too.
Yeah.
Like I'm just gonna add another thing. Because you know, I made breakfast potatoes, but I made too much.
I made
the smothered ones. Because mine are like they're not like, you know, some people make them and they look more like the hard squares. Mine are like a smothered.
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen.
So but I made the whole bag. So it was 5 pounds of potatoes.
A lot of potatoes.
So I said for dinner, we having steak and potatoes. But everybody is so good that everybody, my kids and stuff was like, can we have this just the rest of the day? And then he wanted the next day. She was like, I love it, because she asked me to make it. So I said, all right, bet. So it was real easy. And then my mom, usually what we do, I usually go to my mom's and then you know, Cotty, I'll cook for them and everything, and they can two birds, one stone. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
She was like, I just saw y'all. You know,
I want to see y'all again.
Yeah, man, we're good. We're good. My mom is not a needy mom either. So she like, I'll see you when I see you. I was surprised she came to the show. She tried to sneak in there. And I was, but you know, when we headline, we don't show up on time.
Right.
So she's still in line. I'm like, what you doing? Trying to surprise you, and I was gonna rethink my set list. Like, I was like, I gotta work these out.
You gotta
take this to the face.
Did you leave her in line and let her surprise you?
Nah, man.
You didn't pull her to the front.
Nah, she said she don't care. Well, you know what I forget though? It's just because we had such a guy's house. Uh-huh. We just all be looking at our mom like. Cause she was the only girl, you know what I mean? Like, so it was just all the time. It was just dude. So it'd just be like, she's just different.
Uh-huh.
So like the stuff I'm gonna say in front of my dad and my brothers when she there, I just be like,
right.
But she grew up with brothers, all boys in the house, and like then that's the stuff I'm talking about on stage is her upbringing. Nothing shocks her.
Yeah,
she's from South Central LA. She been, you know, what the hell I'm gonna say or do that she ain't said or did, you know what I mean?
Right. She ain't heard or
seen. So that's stuff I'm talking about now because we hold her in this like light, but it's like she's a nigga from South Central. You know
what I mean? At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you know what I mean? The teenage mom from South Central, you know what I mean? So it's like
my mom was the same. She we was just the boys in the house and she had a poor lady, had to be the only woman in the house.
Yeah, it don't happen.
So it's just weird. It's just weird trying to get out of that. And my brother be like, why are you? Who cares, man? You know what I mean? Like, why you care? And it's just.
It matters, though. It matters how, more so my mom for sure than my dad, but it matters what I say and how what they hear.
Yeah. I think what happened, though, too, was just, it's just because we became friends with our dad at a younger age.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was, too. Like, my mom now. You know what I mean? Like, now it's cool. Like, like I don't care if we hide, instead of hiding it, we'd be like, mom, you want some?
Yeah.
But with my dad, we would have did that at 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it was just with him, we just became buddy buddy faster.
The dad was the
with
friend.
With my mom, yeah. With my mom, we were still trying to. We don't want mom to see us drunk or high,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
We know we got all these tats or whatever, but then we get them, and she'd be like, "Oh, I love it." You know, so it's like, all right. So it was just different.
What'd you do, Craig, for mama? She far away?
No, she's out here. She's at my house now. Yeah.
What's up?
I cook for her and my sisters.
Hey.
Made some jerk lamb, some fried chicken.
Okay.
You love your
some
lamb.
Fried chicken, lamb fried rice. Ooh, I came
lamb,
with
hella
fried
good.
Chicken, fried rice.
Ooh. Okay.
Craig, you cooking? All in the air fryer?
Some mac and cheese.
Ooh, all in the air fryer?
No, you cook.
I cook.
Because you lose the chefness. I'm glad you cook.
I know, yeah.
I'm glad you cook.
I was trying to set that up.
Hey, man. Because it was an air fryer.
I was chefing going on.
Okay.
Yeah, nah. Damn. I had some mac and cheese. Man, it was good times.
I would have brought a
Greg's mom over. Makes some fire ass, what is them?
Oxtails.
Oh, for oxtails. Real? Ooh, did we talk about that already? Oh,
no,
man.
One day she brought me a plate of oxtails and I gave some to DC. And then a bunch of people ended up being there and they all wanted some. And nah. We was like, nope.
No. She make them like, said, like the stewed or like nah. Jamaican?
We didn't say stewed. Nope. I said, hell no.
She brought us some oxtails and mac and cheese.
I ate them in the bathroom. I was hiding from the niggas. I said, damn. Bro, he did. Because when I walked in the room, everybody looked hungry. I just, I was high now. Remember that, Craig?
He did go in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, bro.
I sat in the middle of
my oxtails in the bathroom.
DC do some wild shit.
Didn't nobody get no oxtail.
Oxtail back for me.
He was talking to people from the bathroom, though, while he was eating his oxtail.
Y'all having a good time out there?
You actually sat on the toilet while you ate?
So your mom, how long your mom here for?
She's here for the month.
She's going to be cooking anytime soon?
Just asking well, I for have a friend. Her this week. I have her this week, but I think I might get her again in a couple weeks. Yeah, though. She will.
What she do, sneeze for your mama?
Yeah. I ain't shit then.
Dang. What'd you do for your mom, bro?
Oh, y'all niggas was cooking and stuff. Man, I ain't get to my mom's house till 8 something.
Man, even the whole day?
Well, first of all, I was in San Diego on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I had some shows, drove back tired, had my daughter, fell asleep, woke up at 8. By the time I got to my mama's house, my cousin was there cooking for her.
Okay.
So all I did was
eat. You bring a card, a flower?
I did bring her a flower. Okay. I brought her a car.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And you hung out with her.
I hung out from 8 to about 9:30.
Okay.
About
you only gave an hour and a half.
And I bought my daughter. We had a little vase I got for
it's
her.
It's Mother's
I got
Day.
She don't care about seeing a sneeze. She wants to see her grandbaby. She don't care.
Wait. Do you see mom often, though?
Yeah, my mama called me for everything.
Okay.
We ain't been talking, but because whatever issue she have with me. But yeah, I see my mom for everything, but.
Because she's out here.
My mom, yeah living Gardena, right, man.
Because you didn't split that lottery money.
Man. He didn't give her her share. He didn't give her her share of that $100.
Is she the car problem?
Is my mom? That car is in her name, too.
So
I got it.
That was some off-air stuff.
Yeah, anybody need a car out there?
Oh, yeah.
So what I do, I'm not only do I work at a doctor at the hospital, I have my own car lot. If y'all looking for Infiniti Q8, we only got one car left on the lot. So they're going fast. I have an Infiniti QX60. Okay, $35,000 right now for that, man. It's 7-passenger leather TVs.
How many miles on it?
Now let me tell y'all about Infinities. They go. They can go. They roll. They go for a long time. Yeah. Just got new brakes.
Okay.
Just got the oil change. Mm-hmm. Changed the L filter.
Okay.
132,000 miles on there.
Woo.
Okay. So it can go.
It's
durable. It got another 100,000. It can go.
Yeah. That's not wild though. When you think about how long cars run now,
they run long.
They be, you know, people be having 200-300. On their cars.
Any outside damage?
It's low miles. 132,000.
He said it was a blessing, but he's not giving it away. He's selling it. I was saying if you buy something, it's not a blessing. If you're giving it, it's a blessing.
We had a debate. We don't know what y'all think. We had a debate earlier because he said, you said it, Craig?
I said if you have a deal, I said a good deal can be a blessing.
And me and Craig said when people say I'm going to bless you, it implies giving something
for free
without charge.
But if I give you something at a large discount, it's a blessing. If something costs $10,000, I give you for $2,000, that's a blessing.
That ain't no blessing. That's a deal.
See, all right.
A deal is a blessing. That's $8,000 off.
If he blessed you, he gave you the car.
If he's like, I blessed you with $8,000 off. That's a blessing, bro.
That's a good ass deal. You hooked me up.
I blessed you.
You hooked me up.
I blessed you, nigga. What are you talking about?
You hooked me up.
So blessings are free is what you're saying.
We're just talking about the terminology when people use it, right? What he's saying, you looked out. You hooked me up. You gave me a deal. If you say, bro, bless me, people are thinking, I just got something.
You gave it free.
He just gave it.
Nothing was paid.
Yeah, I strongly disagree.
I disagree too, Chaz. I'm on
your side. So if somebody said, oh, man, bro, bless me with a car, would you assume that he sold him a car?
I'm assuming it's free.
I will assume it's free.
But
here, but now, bro said, man, he looked out for me, man. He hooked me up.
What? Because you say he looked out. He hooked me up.
He said, yo, he blessed me with $8,000 off the $40,000 car.
That's a blessing,
that's,
dog.
That is a blessing.
$8,000 off?
That's a weird thing to say.
That's a blessing.
He blessed me with $8,000 off.
Thank you, dog. That's a blessing. I need
but nobody talks like
nobody,
that.
Nobody. That's the thing. Nobody talks like that. So when people say, oh, my, oh, I'm so blessed.
Yeah, I'm talking on the terminology, not what an actual, a blessing can be anything.
We need to change the terminology.
Waking up this morning is a blessing.
Yeah, you goddamn right it is. So everything out there is a blessing.
But we're talking about terminology of the word blessing. People usually do not use it.
You got to stop living with the world. That's what it is.
Hey, bro, if my car is on the fritz, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I have a homie who's a mechanic. He's like, hey, dog, I'll come over and fix that thing for $100.
Woo, that's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
No, if he says, yo, I'm going to bless you and come fix your car for $40, you're like, hold on, wait. You said you was going to bless me and come fix my car.
Say it again how you said it.
No, wait a second.
Say it again how you said it.
My car's on the fritz.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Uh-huh. Man, yo, hey, dog, you come look at my car? Yeah, man. He looks at it. He's like, all right, man, I'll do this for $100.
Damn.
And you looked it
up. See, he didn't use the word blessing.
I got you for $100. He
says, I bless you.
But I'm saying, in that term, I would say, man, that's a blessing.
Yeah, but even if he did, he's like, all right, man, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bless you, bro. I'm going to charge you $100. I'd be like, that's still a blessing, bro, because if I went to a mechanic.
I've heard that term before. You know, I'm going to bless you, man. I'm just going to charge you.
Because how much could I charge you?
Anything you charge me ain't a blessing.
Because if you said that way.
That's a blessing, bro. If you save a big chunk of money, dog, you're a blessing.
Keon, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to do your break. Give me $35. I'm going to do your break for
$35. That's crazy
blessing. Once I have to pay, it's not a blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Blessing is free.
Nah, dog. Just because you have to pay for it don't mean you ain't
blessed.
Okay, if somebody gives you a holiday.
Wait. Somebody in the chat just said a blessing is net positive.
Okay. So that's net positive is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
That just means you come out on top.
You're coming up on top.
Okay.
So if you're saving some bread, right? What you could have been and what you got. That's a blessing.
I'm not arguing what a blessing is. Right. I'm arguing terminology.
Yo, I'm going to bless you and come fix your car.
No, y'all changing the argument, bro.
No, I didn't.
That was not the beginning.
I started with that.
No, I started with that. A blessing is free versus a blessing not being.
I started with that.
Not the terminology.
Yes, I did. I started with terminology.
Now you're hitting DC moving the goalposts, bro.
I said waking up is a blessing. Anything could be a blessing.
Don't let them make you back down,
Ken. The terminology. When we think.
DC, can you come bless me in Mississippi and do this show? Do a 45-minute set. I'll give you $100.
Nah.
Exactly.
It's like this. If someone says, yo, I'm going to come bless you and fix your car. And after he's done, he's like, here, just give me $100. You like, wait, you said you was going to bless me.
You got blessed. It's $100. Take that to a mechanic. Sandwich.
See, that's where the terminology comes in because I'm thinking it's free too.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to come bless you and teach your son how to hoop.
You know what? If you don't want to
give me $500 after it's done.
Because now versus if he said, like, I'm going to hook you up, I'm going to look out.
That's a great point, Craig.
Yeah.
Great point.
The terminology blessing, you just associate it with free.
Look, what if he does this? Okay. Here we go. Hey, man, this is about $800 worth of work, right? If you go take it to mechanics, about $800 worth of work. I'm going to bless you. It's only $100.
No. See, if he just said, this is $800 worth of work, I'm going to bless you. Then you get there, he does the work, and he's like, just give me $100. You're like, wait.
That's still a blessing. If he says, hey, $700.
That's a hookup.
He said he's a hookup with money. If he says, yo, it's like $800 worth of damage, I'm going to bless you. Then you get there, and he's like, just give me $100.
That's a hookup.
Oh, I'm like, thank you, Lord.
No, I'm still going to be appreciative. Don't get it twisted.
But I thought it was free.
You did me a solid.
That's a hookup.
Y'all tripping. Y'all tripping.
That's a hookup.
That's a blessing.
That's a super blessing, bro.
Somebody said that's a swindle.
Oh, that car gonna break down for sure. That car gonna break down. He ain't do shit in there. He ain't use none of the things, the tools you're supposed to have.
I'm scared if somebody blessed that for free and fixed that car. I'd rather give you something.
Because then you're gonna be like, what I owe you at
the end? Yeah. I'm gonna bless you. I'm gonna cut your hair for free.
Take that, playboy.
No, if you just say, Keon, come through, I'm gonna bless you, cut your hair. And then he gets there, you cut his hair, then you say, just give me 20.
Well, 20 is 20. If he said, just give me 5, that's a blessing.
Even if he says, just give me 5, yeah, you're going there thinking, he's going to bless me.
What you expect doesn't mean it's not a blessing.
Well, that's what we're terminology. Normally, people use blessing for
ungrateful ass.
You
know,
we didn't say we're
ungrateful.
We just talking about terminology. We just talking about terminology.
Oh God, you woke me up. Thanks for the hookup, God. Appreciate it.
No, that's a blessing.
Hook me up another day, God.
I didn't pay nothing for it.
God didn't pay nothing either. All right,
I didn't pay nothing for it.
I'm gonna hook you up with life real quick.
It's free.
Hey, mom, thanks for the blessing on life. No,
yeah, but if God said,
"Mom, thanks for the hookup."
But if God said, if he woke you up and he was like, "Ah," he's like, "That's gonna be 20.
You pay that 20, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you pay that 20? Say
but
thank you.
But it's a good hookup.
You pay that 20. You be like, "Oh, 20 to live again today."
Yes, yeah,
thank
worth
you so much, God.
It's a good deal.
What a blessing to wake up and live today. Because some people ain't got that 20.
If God hit you and was like, "I need that, bro. Hey, I'm gonna need that."
You know what's very funny, bro? Is the shitty you are of a person, the more you had to pay to live for a day. He's like, "Hey, nigga, you had $10,000 a day.
I'm gonna need that.
You
bro.
Suck as a human.
I'm gonna need that.
I woke you up, but I'm gonna need that 20.
I'm gonna need that 20. Well, you know what's funny is, I wonder, God couldn't even do that because.
Hey, look at your mama. This is all we need. We're done here. We're done here.
You go to court for $500 ticket and just say you only pay 50. Yeah. No, we're not arguing. We're not arguing that. What a blessing
judges
is.
Judges don't hook you up.
We're not arguing what a blessing is. We're talking about terminology. If somebody says it to you, you assume free. That's how this started.
That is not how this started.
Yes, it is.
That
is not
how it was. The word assuming wasn't a part of this. We talked about what is.
Yes, it is. We were off air. Yes, it is.
We said what is a blessing?
No, a blessing can be anything.
We're saying so we're saying
is this a blessing?
We're saying when you hear somebody say the term blessing, you assume it.
Someone says I'm gonna bless you.
Yeah, you said this is a blessing versus this being a hookup.
That's what Craig said.
It wasn't about hearing. Hearing got added. It wasn't about hearing.
I knew what he was saying.
I'm sorry for yelling.
They knew what I was saying because they always like. It's a hookup. It's not a blessing. When someone says blessing, it feels like it's free.
Somebody say, "I'm gonna bless you with these tickets for Disneyland."
And how much were those tickets?
They were free.
Now, how much would
exactly,
you pay for them?
Chad's just being stubborn.
What are you talking about? Well, I'm not alone. It's not like I'm the only one saying this in the chat. I'm not by myself in here.
It started with him talking about him blessing somebody with his car.
That's how
it started. Don't say it like that because it sounds like it's free.
That's how it started.
That's how it initially started.
Okay. Well, God will bless y'all with the money. And y'all bless me. I give you the car.
Ungrateful ass niggas.
All right, Sneed, where you at this week?
Oh, this week, man. Where am I this week?
You at, Sneed?
I am Irvine Improv on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm on a boat, only for 3 hours, going out of Long Beach.
Oh, that's not bad.
Some private
though.
Gig real quick.
Nice.
And then
they're gonna be new.
That's it.
It's one of those kind of
church.
Oh.
Get out of the world, Chad.
My bad. My bad.
Something about you with these blue ears.
My bad.
And I'm blessing them for a couple grand to come do the show.
That's what's up.
So you're working
discount. You're hooking them up.
You're hooking them up.
I'm hooking them up. I'm blessing them. That's
blessing sounds like it's a free show.
No.
DC, where you at?
All right, here we go. Pay attention. Chat's worth. Chat, pay attention. DC, May 16th, St. X Lounge. Then May 18th, Fort Worth, Texas, with my broski, Chaz Rogers.
Hey.
8 and 10 p.m. That's Saturday, two shows. May 24th, May 26th, Indianapolis, Helium Comedy Club with the big bro Marlon Wayans. Then June 21st, June 22nd, Sacramento, California, Lounge Unlimited, once again with Chaz Rogers and G-King going to be on that thing. And then June 28th, June 29th, Philadelphia Punchline. Also, while I'm chilling, order you some Prove It t-shirts and some beanies and some hats. Hit me up, slide my Instagram DM, and I will get you what you need while I got a little downtime to mail some stuff off. That's all I got.
I hope them shows sell out because the promo you've been doing has been hilarious. So I hope you deserve for people to buy tickets after the promo. I'd be dying.
Yeah, me and Chaz was cooking up some stuff. We got more promo
sure
dropping
do.
Too.
Them shits is funny, man.
Sure do.
Craig, where you
I
at?
Got you, Miranda.
Oh, man, you know it's at Craig Wayne's on everything.
On everything.
I think I'm going to have some merch up in the next week or two.
I want to hear some of your son's music, though. He got music out?
Yeah, you look up A.O. Sky.
A.O.?
A.O.S.K.Y. A.O. Sky. That's his rap name.
It's called Going Back to Class.
I'm going back to college.
Chaz, where you at?
I'm where every place DC said. Yeah. I'm tagging along, Chaz. I'm tagging along with DC. I'm tagging along with Keon. I'm wherever they are, baby. Also, check out Lacroix and Chaz. Me and Dion going to go live about 2-ish. That would be on Dion's, what's it called? Lactose Entertainment channel on YouTube. And then you can always watch Lacroix and Chaz. It's really growing, man. I'm really happy. It's finally really, now it's finally moving. That's dope. We've been putting clips after clips after clips and one hit, and now it's finally moving. So I'm very happy that it's starting to go up. So thank y'all for supporting and watching. I know it's ridiculous, but thank y'all.
Hell yeah.
All right. This weekend, I'm back home in the Bay Area, Tommy T's.
Okay.
The ticket sales is kind of trash. Be honest with you. I know people going to buy it last minute and all that stuff, and I've been promoting like crazy. And I got to do I'll do the radio news and all that stuff when I get there. So it's going to be fine.
Radio news.
And then the 22nd, Austin, Texas. If you're out there, get your tickets. Ticket sales trash. Philadelphia, May 29th. Now them ticket sales, trash. Trash. And then San Diego, June 2nd.
That's got to be pretty good.
That's gonna
sell. I haven't checked that numbers yet on
that. That's got to be pretty good. You do pretty good in San Diego.
I did good last year, so we'll see what we do this year. But, you know, I'm promoing, I'm doing, you know, somebody made me mad the other day. I brought up why I'm not in a rush to go back to certain cities because of what the ticket sales did last year. Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, oh, when was you in Detroit? And I didn't say anything to them, but in my head, I'm just like, how the fuck is this still happening? Like, how is this still happening? As much as we promo and announce our stuff and websites and we have link trees and you guys know how to find us. This, like, honestly, it's bullshit when you say, oh, I didn't know you was here. Fuck out of here.
I wonder if, just Instagram and stuff just made people lazy because you can scroll and see somebody. Because there's a point in time before that, so you had to go look for somebody.
Right.
When is this person going to be somewhere? You had to go look and call. Before that, you would have to call a place and be like, hey, when is such and such performing? Right. We want to see this person here. Mm-hmm. Now people just, if they miss it, scrolling, that's it.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't have to scroll. If there are people who bought tickets that I don't even announce yet. Because they're looking for the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when people be like, I didn't know you was here, how? You know, and mind you, they see every other. You see all the funny video. You see everything else. I do stand up.
You're right.
How are you not seeing this? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
I know people are too lazy to click a link now, go on there and do all that.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I know.
They'll send you clips of them at other people's shows.
Bruh. It doesn't make sense to me. So, you know what I mean? I'm like, if you want to see somebody, you will go on their site or their link tree and just see when they come into your city. Like,
you're going to sell out, Keon. They're going to get the tickets. They wait till the last minute.
I paid for the promo to be blasting and stuff like that. So people hit me up like, oh, I didn't know you was coming. So they it's working. They send it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm at KeonPoli.com or my link tree on my bio has every single date that I'm doing.
Post it on dating apps.
Y'all can find them everywhere. Post it on dating apps.
It's smart.
People go to that every day.
Right.
Get in my inbox. Get some low-key blessed keychains and stuff, people. I need it. And then I got the Infinity QX60 7-passenger leather. TVs.
You gotta pull up with the car on the stage with you, and then while you perform, you
in your new outfit.
In my new outfit.
In your new grown got man outfit.
Trousers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Trouser outfit.
That's what I'm gonna do.
It's funny. That's just a funny
word.
With a Bible.
Talking about today, we gonna laugh. We gonna... in the name of Jesus.
Be a blessing to somebody.
That's gonna be a sermon. Be a blessing. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back next week. And all the other people in the live chat, we always appreciate it. DC,
love you,
thank you for coming in.
Love you too, bro.
Steve, thank you for filling in, man.
Absolutely.
And,
Even Tony Baker dropped by.
Tony Baker dropped in. So TB. We'll see y'all next week. We out.
Yes, sir.